Another question that's quite high up on the checklist of importance for many people is the question, what happens as we die? Guess what? Well, you've probably already realised, no one suddenly dies. It might appear to those around them that in cases of sudden death, such as heart attack or car accident, that this has to be the case, but at a subtle energy level, this is far from the truth. Sadly, to many people, the nature of the direction of their life remained a mystery to them. So it stands to reason that when they encounter death, it should take on the self-same mysterious form. When you realize more about the nature of subtle energy or the existence of a soul, then the whole picture becomes far clearer. Even in an apparent sudden death, the soul or subtle energy part of you knew that this was going to happen. I've heard from people attending my workshops how relatives of theirs who died suddenly of, say, a heart attack in the street, had days, sometimes even weeks before, started to act strangely. After the event, these relatives replayed conversations in their minds which pointed to the fact that the person knew that something was going to happen. What is comforting is that the person who died had talked in a way which reflected how they were making sense of their life and how they were now ready to go. That these people knew there was another place for them, somewhere else, and that this place was a good place. As a person approaches their death, it is important that they are given the right conditions to make them ready. This is where we have seen tremendous advances in the area I used to work in, terminal care and the hospice movement. We, my colleagues and I, educated doctors and nurses to not only use their practical skills in medicine to benefit patients, particularly in pain control, but also to help relatives to create the right attitude of mind so the dying person could talk openly, make peace with their friends and family, and move towards letting go of this world gracefully and with complete dignity, to retain their personality right up until their end. Given the right conditions, the person has no fear for themselves. No, their worries are often for those they will leave behind, and wish to be assured that they will be okay.